Welcome to The Money Show this evening. Karine De Wet is going to join us this evening. Karline De Wet, co-founder and owner of Afrikaans Rum. Talk about rum in just a moment on our Friday file. The Brutal Biz Quiz in a couple of minutes' time. Always fun on a Friday night to play the Brutal Biz Quiz. We pit your wits against the wits of our question setters. And very often you don't win. So the challenge to you this evening is to outwit the question setters. And then between 7 and 8, some of the best bits from the week that has been. And it's been a lovely week. Hope that you will stay with us as we relive some of our moments, best moments of the week that has been so far. Well, a lot of people who started in the craft gin craze several years ago have shifted to making rum or have added rum to their offering. Tonight, craft rum producer Karline De Wet, the co-founder and owner of Afrikaans Rum. Afrikaans, it sounds like a dog, Karline. I think that's part of the inspiration, isn't it? This is the point where you respond, Karline.
Can you not hear me? Hello.
There we go. That's better. Now you're plugged in. Okay.
It's Cape Town's fault. Okay.
It's always Cape Town's fault. So, cool. Talk to me about Afrikaans, because I think you're a fan of the sort of indigenous dog. This is not working, producers. This is not working. This is not working. So let us make it work, please, if you would. Work your magic. Let us get Karline on a line where she can be heard. Because one of the great things about radio is it is a conversation. It is a discussion. I can talk to you for hours. But you would prefer to hear about the enormous skills and talents of my guests. My producers now are phoning Karline because these things are weird. I mean, so often we can make a phone call to Abuja or to Abidjan or to Aberdeen, and it's much clearer than it is to up next door. Anyway, we've got her on the phone now. Afrikaans, let's start spontaneously, Karline. Afrikaans, you're a fan of the indigenous dog and of the African continent, of course.
Yes, the brand was inspired by the Afrikaans land race. We are a fan of the Afrikaans dog, of any dog actually, but the brand was inspired by the land race, the Afrikaans dog, because of its tenacity and its ability to adapt to almost any circumstances, and of course of. Because of the companionship any pet gives to a human being. So, and it reminded us of a lot about African travels. So that's how the brand came to be Afrikaans.
And your travels through Africa, what has motivated those? What has inspired those? How long have you been doing them for?
Both my husband and I, we co-founded the brand almost 2.5 years ago. We've always loved Africa. So I grew up in a house where my dad had a transport company, and they mainly did brought copper down from the Congo into southern Africa. And we traveled up to the Congo quite a bit, and it was always by car. And I was fortunate enough to go on these trips with him, and I just fell in love with the continent and with the eastern and southern part of the continent at a young age. My husband is always his father was a traveler, and so he began also traveling into Africa from quite a young age. So when it bites you, it kind of sticks. Yeah.
And then your sort of affair with rum. Why rum? Were you part of the gin trend? Was gin your gateway experiment into rum, or was just rum part of your DNA? What is it?
Yeah, no, we were never into gin. It was very strange to us both when gin kind of became a thing in the market, because it was always the son in your family. No one talks about that at the gin and dry lemon at the braai, it was gin, and then all of a sudden it became this trend, and it's amazing and how it grew and how people experimented, and it became a cool spirit, like spirit, but we've always been into rum. My connection with rum was, again, my dad. It was something that he used to drink, and I have I have good memories of the drink. Right? It can sound strange, but
very few people have good memories of rum. I suppose it depends where you stop. I mean, because rum's got a bit of a reputation. I mean, pirates drink rum. Arr, it's the stuff of biker gangs. But it does seem to be undergoing an image overhaul. What is it about rum that is sort of regenerating as more of a genteel drink rather than the sort of more brute force drink that it may have been perceived as 10, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think what was very interesting is on this journey that we've walked with this brand and with this rum, is we actually never knew that rum was brought into the country I'm specifically talking about the big brands like Red Heart and Captain Morgan was brought into the country in the late 70s. And it was used mainly on the army bases and stuff. So people do have a weird connection with it. But we tasted rum in the first time we tasted and appreciated other rum other than what you could get at your university bar or whatever was in Madagascar, where they drink it as an aperitif and as a digestif. So that is what we wanted to create. We wanted to kind of capture the tastes of Africa in a drink that reminded us of Africa. And rum is very underrated. It does have that reputation of exactly what you're saying, like these tough old women.
If you go into those Indian Ocean islands, suddenly it becomes more genteel again. Suddenly you get the flavors of the islands. Rum is very much associated with islands. It's associated, and why it was a pirate sort of association was, if you went to the Caribbean, there's lots of rum there. The white spirit of rum has got less of a reputation than perhaps the molasses-infused dark rums. Talk to me about your product and what it is that makes it, that differentiates it in a world of Red Heart and Captain Morgan?
So we do distill from molasses. We distill a white rum from molasses, and then we infuse the rum with different African botanicals. We use wilder alves, wild zaha, we use African ginger, we use chokum. So we try to use a lot of African herbs, and pepo is one of the strongest herbs that we use. So we use the vapor infused method, what is a method that they normally use to in the gin making process, to infuse the rum. And then after that infusion, we age the rum in American oak barrels. So then it lies for 4 months, and then we bottle it from there. So a lot of the bigger companies just use a plain rum, and then they flavor it with a caramel syrup and whatever. So we don't add any additives or any flavorants. It's all just natural elements, and then it's a natural process that kind of happens, and that's where the rum gets its color and its taste and all of that. So I think that's what differentiates us from a lot of the other rums on the market. So there are small rum brands that are claiming to be craft rum brands simply because they're making small quantities, but it's just a plain rum that's been flavored and colored and whatever. And we're trying to move away from that and getting people to kind of appreciate the time and the effort that actually goes into making this amazing drink.
We can't go on and on. You can, but we can't. We haven't had any rum yet. Colleen De Wet, thank you very much, the co-founder and owner of Afrikaners Rum.